Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I think I've told you more than once that, on occasion, people who have passed on come to visit me in my dreams. My father and mother have, my brother has, and several close friends have, too. The encounters are always strikingly real, the participants utterly familiar. The dreams are almost always mundane. A conversation, a meal, a game of catch, standing in a sunlit window together. I like it that way because the visits are normal, just the next steps in a long life together. They are not rehashes of past issues, not agonizing reappraisals of troubling episodes. They are simple, peaceful meetings during the course of my sleep that keep me bound to the people I love. The dreams are infrequent, occurring maybe 4 or 5 times a year. I would like to have more of them, but that is entirely dependent on those souls on the other side. They come to see me as they choose, on their schedule and not mine. So I began thinking the other day about increasing the frequency of my spirit dreams by expanding the number of potential visitors. There are any number of folks from history that I would like to have visit me from time to time. Perhaps if I make some of them known in this essay, the chances of a visit with them will increase. Are you listening, Ben? I have long felt that Ben Franklin would be a wonderful guest. I wonder if the first thing he would notice would be my bifocals. He invented them, you know. Or would he spend the entire dream staring out my bedroom window onto a dark paved street, awestruck and fascinated by the occasional horseless carriage passing by? Twin lamps lighting the entire road, traveling at breakneck speeds, 25 miles an hour and more. How does it move, he would ask. How often do they crash? The first visit would necessarily be simple, nothing about the state of the Republic or the status of women, nothing about computing machines or space travel. I've known my other night visitors for years and years, but Ben would be new, just getting started. I hope we like each other. I'm not at all sure about my next choice, Jeanne d'Arc, the Maid of Orléans. She is from so long ago in such a different world. She was fanatically religious, probably delusional. She was a teenager who led thousands of enthralled, simple, violent men into war. She talked directly to God. She was executed for that and for her successes on the battlefield. I think we might just look at each other. Would she be dismissive of me? I am hardly a warrior, and language would be an enormous obstacle. My limited French would sound as strange to her as my American English would. Would she appear in battle dress? I hope not. No, I think we might just take each other in, walk around each other once or twice, and return to the night. My most recent dreamtime visit was from a soul who was entirely familiar to me. It was last week that I dreamed it. I had emptied Barbara's mailbox that morning, as I often do, and I thought a lot about her during the rest of the day, you know, one thing and another. That night, halfway through the night, Barbara came to me, or rather, I to her. We were in her house. The evening sun was streaming through a window. We stood very close to each other. She took my hands in hers, and she smiled. Her hair was done. She was wearing one of her signature scarves, a colorful, airy creation. She loved those scarves. I adjusted it a bit around her neck, just so. Neither of us said a word. It was all touch and warmth and eyes. Thank you, Barbara. What a gift. Those are good nights, my friends. Those are wonderful nights. To dream sweet dreams, to be in the company of beloved, beguiling spirits, and to be assured of the idea that they do go on after they're gone, if only in our dreams.